Good morning, friends, and welcome to the Chandra Thomas Show. The Chandra Thomas Show is a podcast dedicated to faith, fashion, beauty, fitness, food, and the inspiration to dream big. You can visit my website at ChandraThomas.com, or you can follow me on Instagram. Definitely follow me on Instagram at Dearest Chandra. So before I begin today's topic on God's goodness, let's listen to the song Goodness of God by the Park City's worship team.
You have been so good.
Wow, that is a powerful song. That's enough to make you sing of the goodness of God. Even at this time. That's today's topic. God's goodness. Have you ever experienced it? I know you have. Have you ever sung about it? Or sung about it even? I know you have. I know you have. Has God ever been faithful to you? He has with me. He has with me. Sing of the goodness of God from the bottom of your heart. Sing of the goodness of God from the depths of your soul. Sing of the goodness of God in every part of your being. And with that being said, let's go into today's scripture. Let's go into Psalms 23:6. So let's turn there. Psalm 23:6. Let's go to Psalm 23. Let's go down, go up, 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 up. 23:6. And it reads, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. Surely. Surely you know about God's goodness. Surely you can sing about God's goodness and mercy that will last always. I want to go back to that scripture because I want this to penetrate in our souls. Let's go back there now. Psalm 23:6. I'm going to read that again because this is powerful to me. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's enough to make you preach. That's enough to make you shout. That is enough to make you shout and scream for the goodness of our God. Try saying that 5 times. Say that from your heart. Say that from your spirit. Say that from your inner being. God's goodness. God's goodness. Always has and always will follow you. Follow me all the days of our lives. Because he is God. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Alpha and the Omega. After listening to Park City Baptist Church of Dallas worship team singing this song, you immediately allow the Holy Spirit to sing to you. My prayer for you today is to allow the Holy Spirit to sing to you today. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. How and what ways is God good to you? Comment below on my Facebook page. Comment below as I send this recording to my Facebook page. Father God, your goodness and mercy has always followed us, and it will continue to follow us. As always, have your way in every single one of us. Have your way in me. Have your way to my listeners out there. Because your goodness and mercy follows us. Thank you, Lord. Despite of all the protest that's going on, despite the COVID-19, Lord, your goodness and your mercy will follow us all the time. And as always, we will seek you first. Because your scripture says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. We thank you now, Lord, for intervening in this country and around the world. And that's in the matchless name of Jesus. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you.